Section 62. Revelation given through Joseph Smith the prophet on the bank of the Missouri River at Cheriton, Missouri, August 13, 1831. History of the Church, Volume 1, pages 205 through 206. On this day, the prophet and his group, who were on their way from Independence to Kirtland, met several elders who were on their way to the land of Zion, and after joyful salutations, received this revelation.
1-3. Testimonies are recorded in heaven. 4-9. The elders are to travel and preach according to judgment and as directed by the Spirit.
Behold and hearken, O ye elders of my church, saith the Lord your God, even Jesus Christ, your advocate, who knoweth the weakness of man, and how to succor them who are tempted. And verily mine eyes are upon those who have not as yet gone up unto the land of Zion, wherefore your mission is not yet full. Nevertheless ye are blessed, for the testimony which ye have borne is recorded in heaven for the angels to look upon, and they rejoice over you, and your sins are forgiven you. And now continue your journey. Assemble yourselves upon the land of Zion, and hold a meeting, and rejoice together, and offer a sacrament unto the Most High. And then you may return to bear record, yea, even all together, or two by two, as seemeth you good, it mattereth not unto me. Only be faithful, and declare glad tidings unto the inhabitants of the earth, or among the congregations of the wicked. Behold, I the Lord have brought you together, that the promise might be fulfilled, that the faithful among you should be preserved and rejoice together in the land of Missouri. I, the Lord, promise the faithful and cannot lie. I, the Lord, am willing, if any among you desire to ride upon horses or upon mules or in chariots, he shall receive this blessing if he receive it from the hand of the Lord with a thankful heart in all things. These things remain with you to do according to judgment and the directions of the Spirit. Behold, the kingdom is yours. And behold, and lo, I am with the faithful always. Even so, amen.